So as you look back on your career as a minister and yourself as a person, how would you like us to remember you and your ministry?
Dr. Warren Hultgren was a dear friend, and when I first came to the city, he was very kind to me, and we often ended up having lunch at the same country club on Sunday after church. Inevitably, as we'd be going down the row of food, he'd say, "Well, Biggs, did you hit a home run today?" And every week I answered him the same way. I said, "Dr. Hultgren, I never promised to hit a home run. I promised to do the best I could." And I was very sincere about that. I didn't know where anybody would rate me on a scale of 1 to 100 or 1 in 50. I didn't know, certainly when I began, what I was capable of doing. I promised God and the Methodist Church, both, that I would do the best I could do. And I believe I have done my best. I believe I've done the best I could do. I don't shirk my responsibilities on writing a sermon. I still put in the time every week. I don't come here on Sunday morning without being prepared to do the best I can do. In addition to that, I hope people would see that when they come to my church, I don't beat up on them. I may talk about sin, the Bible certainly does, but that's never the point four. Point four is always going to be encouragement. I tell couples I'm about to marry, if you're not going to live in Tulsa, you find a church where they don't beat up on you every week, where you walk out the door at the end of the service hearing God whispering to your deepest heart, "You were a Grinch last week, but I'm going to help you do this better. You pouted 3 days last week. I'm going to help you do this better." And I hope that people who've heard me always heard me speaking for God and saying, "God wants to help you do this better. God is not the enemy. God is rooting for you. God wants to help you. And if something bad's happening to you, God's grieving with you." So I hope the gospel has really been the gospel, good news from me, that they can say, "He told us some good news every Sunday."
Very good. Thank you so much for this time.
Well, I appreciate your hard work
and
you've done.
You revealed a lot about yourself, and I appreciate it very much. And so will those generations. I always say that this is probably done for those babies who are born today, June 22nd, 2011, because when they hear this 20 years from now, 25, they hear the voices speak, it adds an extra dimension and an extra soul to the interview. So I appreciate your time.
Thanks.